January 8th at 12 noon, join leading medical experts as they explain safe and effective protocols and how to lessen side effects. There's also a Q&A with Gary Null. 212-209-2950 is the number to call, or click on the website for the webinar in the center of our website, WBAI.org. Hope to see you then.
This is Julian Assange. You're listening to WBAI New York. Stay strong and keep listening.
Coming up next is Ecologic at 6 a.m. right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Oh, people, people, don't you love this earth? We share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom? Life, I believe we can make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. A pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It'd be paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on following the earth, telling where we're gonna plant our seeds.
We could do. There's so much we could know if we listen to the earth.
Morning. Glad you can join us for Ecologic at 6 a.m. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic at 6 a.m. for January 7th, 2023, our first show of the new year.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
What you're hearing now is pre-recorded, but we'll go live at about 6:20 with longtime Right to Repair activist Lewis Rossman, and we'll be taking your calls. Today's show is about the right to repair, which includes the ability to fix appliances, computers, cars, farm equipment, smartphones, and more.
Those of us in urban and suburban areas often don't think too much about where our food is before it gets to our supermarket shelves. Much comes from vast farms in the Midwestern U.S., where even a small farm can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to run. In the past, farmers often repaired their own tractors. However, since the 80s, farm equipment has gotten more complex with software components and sensors on almost every part. Repairing such massive equipment is itself inherently expensive. It can cost $1,000 to simply get a huge tractor onto a flatbed and through the dealer. In addition, although there are used parts for these tractors, fifth-generation Nebraska farmer Tom Schwartz notes that if I buy them and put them on, the tractor won't run. John Deere stops supporting older equipment, telling the farmer only, "We don't support this anymore." Mr. Schwartz reports, So what they are essentially forcing us to do is to buy a new unit because they won't support this anymore and we can't get the repairs for it.
In 2015, the Library of Congress granted a three-year exemption to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that makes it legal for farmers to hack their tractors for the purposes of repair. But software modification is still against John Deere's terms of service, even though they were revised shortly after that decision. These exemptions must be renewed every 3 years.
Farmers who are generally independent and not activists are upset, and some are taking action. One result was 2017's Nebraska Fair Repair Act, introduced by Nebraska Senator Linda Brash. Apple and Microsoft showed up at a legislative hearing. Why would Apple care about whether a farmer from Nebraska works on his tractor?
Senator Brash comments, "I believe I am doing my job, protecting constituents and helping them to grow economies in our local towns." She supports the local dealers and wants them to continue to prosper as well, not seeing any sort of threat in the repair bill, saying, "It's just the diagnostics, folks."
A statement from Ken Golden, Director of Global Public Relations for John Deere, says, "This complicated issue impacts all equipment manufacturers with embedded software in their products. Customers, dealers, and manufacturers should work together on the issue rather than invite government regulation that could add costs with no associated value." That rings a little hollow given the company's terms of service.
One farmer said, "One of these enormous harvesters will tell in real time through this modem under the farmer's rear end back to Deere and who knows where. Goldman Sachs, maybe? Exactly how much corn or wheat is being harvested on that farm acreage at that moment. The efficiency is great when it works. Unfortunately, like all electronics, it doesn't always work. We have a few cases where we get an error code on the computer and it is basic. You look it up and it says call your dealer. So the dealer has to come out, hook up the computer and diagnose the problem. If that error showed up on a Friday, the visit will not be until Monday, and the farmer loses 2.5 days. You're helpless during that period of time to diagnose, to maintain, or to repair your own equipment as you had in the past. And remember, farmers work on razor-thin margins."
If the farmer had access to the operating system to diagnose the problem, at least part of the time it could simply make the repair and get back to work. Deere and its competitors have a monopoly on repair, and one that has significantly expanded, with the software systems and the equipment being closed proprietary systems. Parts and service are 3 to 6 times more profitable than sales of original equipment, according to company filings. You think that might be a reason they don't want to allow the repair?
John Deere is the target of several federal class action antitrust lawsuits accused of monopolizing the tractor repair industry. Precedent in the auto industry includes Massachusetts' 2012 right to repair law that focused on light cars and trucks, which gave third-party mechanics the right to access materials that enabled them to do repairs. The industry says it agrees with the right to repair, though there's no evidence of this. Drawing an analogy, get this, between farm equipment and aviation, the ridiculous argument continues. They say, "You wouldn't want just anybody fixing and repairing software on an airplane because of safety considerations," and suggest that a tractor on a public road is just as dangerous. Farmers have been repairing and tinkering forever, knowing how to fix things in the field, and they say to take away that deprives them of a kind of birthright. They are not afraid of a fight and want the opportunity to control their own destiny, not have big corporations in control.
"It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a tractor." Farmer Schwartz says, "It's really interesting. These older tractors are still capable of going out and doing a day's work. And I wonder, with all the technology we have in the newer tractors, if the same will be true of them when they are that same age. I doubt it."
There are right to repair bills in many states, and we'll be talking about them with our guest, longtime right to repair activist Lewis Rossman. And you'll be able to call in.
The last 30 seconds of our theme music is from the Doobie Brothers song, Taking It to the Streets, as performed at a No Nukes concert in 1979. The video is on YouTube, and you can see how much the musicians were enjoying doing that song together. And what musicians! Here are the Doobie Brothers, James Taylor, Carly Simon, Clarence Clemons, John Hall, Chaka Khan, Bonnie Raitt, Graham Nash, and others, live in Madison Square Garden.
Wow. That's Taking It to the Streets from No Nukes, 1979.
There was an attack on another New York City park this week. Here to talk about it is Therese McNally.
My name is Therese McNally. I live on the Upper West Side. I've been here since the 70s. I'm a birder. I'm an advocate for birds. I'm a bird owner and avid park enthusiast. And I was a former opera singer back in the day. and I am here because of some recent habitat destruction in Riverside Park that occurred over the new year. I went there on New Year's Day to do a little bird watching in this area of just south of the 95th Street tennis courts. And it, what normally had been a huge, very lush area full of shrubs and bushes and protective area for birds, had been completely denuded to just sheer devastation. It was just dirt, not even a blade of grass, and a very steep slope, and that they had to put plastic barriers at the bottom of the slope because otherwise when it rains, the soil is going to go right into the huts. My heart ached when I saw what they had done. It's like, where did the birds that were hiding in here go? And that had been there for 50 years and they destroyed it under the idea of replanting bird-friendly shrubs, but they're not going to do that until the spring. So why do this now? It doesn't make any sense.
So you have bare soil being eroded for 3, 4, 5 months until they decide to replant it.
Apparently, there's nothing there now. There's nothing there to hold the soil back, especially on this. It's a very steep slope. It's not flat.
And where there's plants for birds, it's just a nice place to be. You know, you don't have to be into birds to enjoy being where there are shrubs and trees and everything. It's silly that people who maintain parks don't think that way. And we've been seeing over the years, parks being partially or totally, in the case of East River Park, destroyed. And it's like, well, we want to use that space for something else. And it's like, it's already used. It's a park.
What kind of support are you getting, Therese?
I contacted Gail Brewer several times, have not heard back. It took 3 or 4 days for the Audubon Society people to get back to me.
Well, what would you like listeners to do?
Pay attention. Go out to the park and notice when something gets removed and make a stink. Because unless people pay attention and complain, it's going to keep happening. Yeah, so I don't know. I just hope that, you know, if we can make enough noise, people will start to think twice before they take the hatchets to the next ecological area.
Terrific. Thank you so much for everything that you do, Therese, and for bringing attention to this really important problem.
My pleasure. I mean, anything I can do, you know. I think it's important that everybody just pays attention and steps up.
Ecologic has been championing green spaces all over the city. Before we go to music, the whole Ecologic Collective honors Lawrence Reyes, a friend of truth and justice. I met Lawrence fighting to help WBAI overcome the failed takeover in October 2019. He was a longtime friend and champion of WBAI and Pacifica Radio. Lawrence was a member of the original Young Lords, a dedicated fighter for Puerto Rico's independence, a member of the Pacifica Radio National Board, and a committed activist for justice. Lawrence passed on December 31st. He was a beautiful human being and will be missed.
I discovered this song in the process of doing radio shows to support WBAI's live shows from the Clearwater Hudson River Revival. Mavis Staples was one of the performers that year. Here's her song, Change.
Gotta change. Change around here. Can't go on this way. Things gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. Things gonna change around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Bullets flying, mothers crying. We gotta change around here. Get it straight. Be sure that you hear. Things gonna change around here. What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free? What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free? Change around here. Now is the time. Gonna change around here. Gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. We gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here.
And that was Mavis Staples, Change. Mavis Staples was part of the Staples Singers. Uh-huh. And you're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Sally Gellert. As Ken has been telling us all for years, weather and climate are not the same thing. When there are cold days and winters, conservatives put out emails to say it's proof there is no global warming. They never acknowledge a hot streak in the summer, of course, nor a warm streak in the winter. What they're doing is confusing, ignorantly or willfully, ignorantly, weather and climate. Weather is day-to-day changes. Climate is accumulations of weather. The warm streak in December is more relevant than cold days in winter, especially as warm as they were for as long as they were. When all the temperatures of a year are added, the result is compared to the average. Is it warmer? For all or almost all recent years, yes.
Before we talk to you about one of the most bipartisan pieces of legislation ever, the Right to Repair Act, we need to point out that this is a listener-supported radio station. A very important thing we and all producers need to do on each show is appeal to you to help keep this radio station on the air. For more than 60 years, this radio station exists only because of listener support. You know, Ecologic takes pride in empowering you, our audience, to participate in helping with actions you can do on the important issues we expose and present. Participation is also helping with funding our time with you. Please donate to WBAI and say that you are donating in the name of Ecologic. Even better, become an Ecologic BAI buddy.
We think that you value the environmental news and views we bring you each week. You listen to environmental news because you care. Ecologic also cares about you, the air you breathe, the water you drink. Let's work together to keep this show and WBAI on the air. Now we need you to show us you care. Yes, it is serious. Yes, you've heard it before. Yes, this is different. We are at a crossroads, and your participation makes a difference. Ecologic brings you actions you can take. Letters, emails, petitions, rallies, marches, direct actions, it's all important, and the nitty-gritty of raising funds is also part of that equation. Please help us to keep WBAI on the air. Call and contribute now. The donation number is 212-209-2950.
You're interested in the welfare of the planet and its people and animals, fauna and flora. You need Ecologic to bring you up-to-date information. Please make it possible for us to do that by supporting WBAI. Please consider taking the next few moments to pick up the phone and make that call or go online and make that donation. Contributing now shows that Ecologic is important to you and you care about protecting our air and water. It's a win-win for you and Ecologic. The number to call is 212-209-2950.
Today's report from Therese was very disturbing. We have a history of championing public spaces, all known as the Commons, from Governor's Island to Liberty State Park and the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. The list is getting so long. And now a natural area in Riverside Park has been destroyed. We bring you the news, and we've also given you information on how to respond, how to be heard at public hearings. We can continue to do that if you do your part by contributing to WBAI. Ecologic serves you and the community with these and many environmental stories about issues that affect our health and well-being. We can't do it without you. That's the truth. We're about the truth. We're about exposing the bad guys and celebrating the good ones. Support us. Call 212-209-2950.
What we call the environment is not some abstract thing. It's the air we breathe and the water we drink. And even though you may not know much about farm equipment, what happens in Midwest affects you too. And all this affects your health and healthcare costs. Flooding in Central America, then where are your bananas? Where's your butter going to come from if there are droughts and cows can't graze on yummy grass?
The Pacifica Network was the first listener-supported radio way back in 1949, created by pacifists after World War II. WBAI became part of that network 10.5 years later, and listeners like you have kept us going ever since.
WBAI has been involved in every political and social struggle, including the climate crisis. Were you there at the beginning? Probably not. Are you going to be there in the end? We hope not. We hope you'll keep us going. We need you to help keep us going. Call 212-209-2950.
Without a transmitter, you hear nothing. Transmitter to broadcast our signal is our most basic need. You're hearing us now because listeners like you pitched in to help. You listen to Ecologic, so be a part of it. Join us as a member or just make a donation to let us know that you care about Ecologic and WBAI. Support your show.
Donate to the Tower Fund to keep WBAI on the air. Donate to keep the transmitter broadcasting WBAI. We thank you for everything you've done for our WBAI in the past and look for your continued support so we can keep thanking you. A good way to do that is to become an Ecologic BAI buddy. You can phone or go online and say you want to be a buddy in the name of your favorite radio program, Ecologic.
Right after the governor signed the Right to Repair bill, mainstream media celebrated. But we thought there was more to the story. We did a little research, and we found that those who had been working on it for years considered it functionally useless. Louis Rossman will be joining us shortly to give us the details. Where else but on WBAI do you hear from the activists who were there in the beginning?
Right now, the campaign to secure WBAI's future and ensure its ability to broadcast in 2023 will help the station take charge of our tower rent at 4 Times Square. Let's all be part of the solution. Please support WBAI's Free Speech Community Radio by becoming an Ecologic BAI buddy or pledging for premiums or making a one-time donation today. The Tower Fund is back on our radar. It'll continue to keep coming back as WBAI needs to ensure that our signal gets to you. The Times Square Tower has a wide reach, but if our rent is not paid, that won't help us.
4 Times Square is partially solar-powered, and the solar panels were installed by a friend and past guest of Ecologic. That guest, Anthony Pereira, was part of the panel on our premium Solar in the City, which is part of a 3 CD set available for a $90 donation to WBAI.
Donating to the Transmitter Tower Fund helps keep every single show on the air. Go to www.towerfund.wbai.org. Help WBAI take charge of our transmission tower rent. We need everybody. We need you. Towerfund.wbai.org.
We expose greenwashing whenever we can. There's so much that we cover that is unknown to the public or so controversial that the commercial radio won't touch it. And the whole thing about East River Park. The press was gung-ho about reporting then mayor's contribution to Prospect Park, but the previous week completely ignored the illegal destruction of a huge park in an already underserved community. Where did you hear about that? Right here on Ecologic and other WBAI shows. Nowhere else. And that is why the Tower Fund needs your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That is why we need to support WBAI. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org now.
Ecologic has been on WBAI for 20 years. So we have covered a lot of environmental topics. And some of our most popular shows have been made into DVDs and CDs that we offer as thank you gifts to our donors. For instance, we have a variety of music CDs. The Ray Corona Band's Too Much Sunshine, The Raging Grannies with Pete Seeger at Clearwater, and an Indian Point song sampler. We have a selection of more than 25 items from which you can choose on the website ecologic.wbai.org.
To support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose for yourself from our many premiums on Ecologic at WBAI.org. To figure your budget, your interest, and how you appreciate WBAI and Ecologic, a donation to WBAI in the name of Ecologic is truly a win-win.
We have a 4-CD set that includes 5 Ecologic episodes, Drinking Water, Bottled Water and the Plastic It Comes In, Demystifying the Electricity Grid, Health Effects of Indoor Plants, plus 1 year after the BP oil spill, and fracking. You can also become a sustaining member as a BAI buddy in the name of Ecologic. Call 212-209-2950. We look forward to your being your Ecologic buddy. Other offerings include the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater sailing up the Hudson and live music from a New York City Friends of Clearwater Water Festival. Our DVDs include Comparing Grassroots and National Organizing, which was a panel with 4 activists giving advantages and disadvantages of local versus national activism. That panel had a magic to it. And Donna was part of that panel.
Mostly, I connect to WBAI while driving. This is such a variety of voices and issues, of music and news, truly a reflection of the diversity of New York City and really of our society. It's especially gratifying to hear the programs that give voice to those who struggle to be heard on mainstream media. We're listener-supported community radio. That means we have an ongoing need for financial support from you, our listeners. Our tower rent continues every month. We do our best to stretch our resources. We make do with less, but we need the basics. And that is why we need your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That's why we all need to support WBAI. Please show us how much you appreciate this type of programming by being a supporter. I guarantee you the appreciation will be mutual.
If you prefer not to donate online or through the call center, you can send a check or money order for your membership or premiums. The mailing address is WBAI Radio, Attention Membership, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217. And apparently our guest is not here yet.
Oh, dear.
He's not answering the phone, and I guess I'm not surprised. It is 6 in the morning.
And in Texas, where Lewis is, it's 5 in the morning. So,
yeah.
But I do have some word from Dick from Seattle, who wrote in response to our publicity for today's show with an example of what the right to repair is really all about. He says, my wife's e-bike recently had a flat tire. The rear tire had a slow leak for some unknown reason. I soon discovered that I couldn't remove the rear wheel to fix the flat. Had to take it to a bike shop. They weren't able to remove the wheel either. That would have meant breaking an electrical wire into the hub. But after working at it for a while, they were able to loosen it enough to be able to slip in a new tube. When I asked about this, they said that other e-bikes were better designed, but that this one was designed as a cheap throwaway, and we were lucky that it lasted this long.
Wow. And yeah, I have to wonder, all of this junk, because when you can't repair something, that something is now junk. You can't use it anymore.
And it goes
to
a landfill.
Who pays to put that junk in a landfill? All right? Your town, your municipality, your city, your sanitation department, they have to pay for it. The people who make that equipment and turn it into junk before it's ready to be junk, they don't pay for it. Yeah. What they're doing is creating junk so they can make more money. And the Right to Repair Act, they're all over the country. There's a lot of them. And it's supposed to be a way to keep that equipment from becoming junk. Just repair it.
Right. There are some – I think there are something like 30 states who have considered at one point a right to repair bill. None of them have really passed.
New York was supposed to be historic when it passed. The New York bill passed by a very wide margin, something like six votes against it out of both chambers in Albany. And yet that was June, and it sat on the governor's desk until just last week. And last week she signed it.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ken. Tell us.
Kathy Hochul watered it down. That's what happens to right to repair. I mean, you shouldn't even need to have a right to repair, right? You bought it. It's yours. Why can't you fix it when it breaks?
Well, but you know, John Deere says that the farmers' tractors aren't theirs. They bought a lifetime license to operate this really expensive machine. And it's such a change from our history. Back in the Great Depression, the same company, John Deere, didn't foreclose on farmers who were having trouble making their payments. Because back in the 30s, there was some sort of sense of community, and people understood that when you buy something, you own it. And, you know, such a change, right?
And that goes to almost everything, from toys to appliances to your computer to your cell phone. There's all kinds of things that are created in such a way that there is software that will suddenly stop working.
Have you noticed how many subscriptions that you used to buy a software program and it was expensive. And yeah, a few years later, they'd have an upgrade and you'd have to lay out money again. But now we've got a constant drip, drip, drip every month. A few dollars here, a few dollars there. It's crazy.
It causes monthly expenses with all of that drip, 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 just accumulating. It's totally insane. Wherever you are listening to this, tell your state representative to pass a right to repair bill. It's really that simple. It's one of the most bipartisan pieces of legislation ever created. I mean, when you have 61 senators and 100 and whatever assembly people in the state of New York, and only six of all those people voted against the right to repair. Obviously, this is not a Democratic issue. This is not a Republican issue. This is everybody. They know that a local repair center is a local job, right? This is a jobs issue. Mm-hmm. And so what the corporations are doing by forcing people to buy new all the time is they're taking away jobs of people who do repairs.
And what they're doing also is when you can go back to a dealer with your car or with your computer, you can go to the authorized repair shop, and the repair is exceedingly expensive. And what the independent stores are asking for is a right to not only the software that they need to diagnose and repair, but the ability to buy the individual parts they need. Right. They shouldn't have to buy a battery glued to a screen. They should be able to buy the battery alone and repair it. And in fact, for a while, when Apple was having some sort of problem with the batteries, they suddenly made, there was a piece of software that was actually slowing the Apple phone down when the battery was getting really low, so to protect the data, but they didn't tell anybody. And when this was discovered, they suddenly said, okay, well, you can all replace your batteries cheap. It was only like $29 to replace a battery. And people did. And then they, that special ended and they brought it back to $69. Now they're going to raise the price of repairing the battery again. And if the independent repair shop has to buy the screen and the battery instead of just the battery, they're going to charge you so much that you're going to say, I might as well just junk the phone. And there you go again.
Which is the motivation.
Yeah.
I can't help but wonder if they had to pay to put that stuff in a landfill, or if they had to pay to recycle the components of that stuff, would they suddenly go, oh, well, you can repair it?
Yeah, well, one of the strategies that consumers are using is to pass provider responsibility bills, where providers are responsible for the disposal of their manufacturer responsibilities, or not provider. Manufacturers have to figure out what to do with this stuff when it's done.
And well, let's see what you have to think about all this. The phone call for WBAI is 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. And let's talk about Right to Repair. If there's anybody you know who is involved in the Right to Repair movement, we'd love to hear your experiences especially. It's very important that we can do this simple thing. Like Sally said, people don't think of when you buy something, it's yours. You're like leasing it from them. You're renting it from them. It's not real.
Yeah. Lois Rossman, who was supposed to be with us this morning, was working on the New York Right to Repair Act since 2015. And when they started, it included cars. It included medical devices. It included home appliances. And gradually, over the 7 years that they worked to get that through Albany, they dropped off this, that, and the other. And he says it's actually not that bad. He said it kind of makes sense to have individual bills for individual categories of items. But, you know, that was the compromise they made. And then, after all those compromises were made and it passed so close to unanimously, the governor took the industry words and the industry language and said, oh, there's a safety issue. We'll let you send assemblies instead of individual parts because, oh my gosh, you know, somebody could get hurt if they have to weld something or if they have to, you know, the glass could break and you know, hurt somebody. But come on, we're adults. We know whether we can weld or not. And certainly independent repair shops, they know they can weld. They do it all the time. So that's such a specious argument. And yet there it is in her signing.
Right. When they compare a tractor with an airplane as a safety issue, you know they're really clutching at straws.
Right.
And yet they could clutch at those straws and they'll get governors of states throughout the nation to go, yeah, that's right. Airplanes and tractors, same thing.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Well, I do get it. It's money. It's always look for the money. Look for the money.
Right.
And the number at BAI is 212-209-2877. And give us a call. Talk about this issue. It's maddening because it's more mining going on to make the raw materials. Right? Mining is inherently a dirty process that pollutes local water supplies. And those local water supplies hurt the wildlife that rely on the water and the people that rely on the water. So you want to have less mining, not more mining. And if you can't repair an object, there's going to be more mining going on.
Actually, Apple has come up with a robot they call Daisy to traded in iPhones that they can't refurbish and strip them down to their parts. And they're able to get a lot, recover a lot of those minerals and so forth. However, that only works if you trade your iPhone into Apple and not, you know, sell it to somebody else send it into a landfill or whatever else, you know. So, you know, they're kind of trying to make an effort, but,
Well, we have two callers standing by.
Oh, good.
So, let's hear what you have to say. 212-209-2877. You are on the air.
Good morning. My name is Rose. I live in New Jersey. And I'd like to make a comment specifically about the idea that someone might be hurt if you try to repair something. What is wrong with insisting that with every product that there is an instruction manual as to how to do various repairs on them? I am sick and tired of trash. I got a batch of radios here that I bought, something called Seacrane. They've lasted maybe 2 or 3 years. I don't want to throw them away. Now I got to go through the aggravation of sending them back. I mean, I don't even have the paperwork. I'm a blind person. So America has made an art of trash heap, and I'm just disgusted.
It's really frustrating. Yeah.
There was even an animated movie about it, WALL-E, where the entire Earth becomes one big trash heap and people go out to outer space to live because they can't live here. There's too much trash.
Oh, I don't go along with that at all. I go along with the idea that they're going to turn outer space into trash.
They've already done a pretty good job of that. If you look at the images of how many things we've got between the satellites that we intend to have circling and the space junk out there, it's pretty sad.
I can't wait for that big traffic accident. That's going to be great fun. Boy, is that going to shut a lot of people down. Leave them lost in them because they can't read a map anymore.
Right.
Thank you for all your good work. I enjoy your show. Bless you.
Thank you for
being
calling, Rose.
Bye bye.
Well, thank you very much. And again, the number here is 212-209-2877, and you are on the air.
Hi, good morning. I had something to say about East River Park. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Sure. Give us an update.
Well, I'm in New Jersey, and I don't have an update on the activism around East River Park, although I did attend a rally there, and I was involved, paying attention to the destruction, and it is unbelievable what the city did, despite the temporary restraining order that was put in place. We really have an ecocidal government in New York City, and I was very sorry to hear about the hillside in Riverside Park as well. There is an ignorance on the part of the general population of the need for vegetation. You know, it lowers the temperature, it holds the water, it provides oxygen, all very important things. But the what I'd like to share about East River Park, and I don't recall where I heard this. I think it was on BAI. Their StoryCorps is going to be there this weekend, and I'm trying to verify it on their website. And someone with East River Park Action, there's a website for East River Park Action, might be able to verify. But what I heard is that today and tomorrow, from I believe it was 10 to 2 or 11 to 2, that they are going to be taking memories of East River Park. The StoryCorps is a recording booth that has traveled around the country, and people do interviews of each other, or you can go in as an individual and talk about,
Yes. Mm-hmm. StoryCorps is a great project. Yeah. That's good to hear.
But we do need to raise awareness of the concept of regeneration. And honestly, the city violated so many laws, I think, in what happened at East River Park. The comptroller refused to sign the contract, the former comptroller. And, I think, a lawsuit with the remedy being nobody needs any money. Money is worthless in reality. We need to restore East River Park. And it can be done,
To lose so many trees. So, the replacement trees are always little baby ones, right?
We need to understand. There are people with the knowledge of restoration ecology.
That's,
regeneration. There's a whole movement for ecological restoration. There are camps around the world. John Liu is the founder of Eco Restoration Camps, and that's a website. Ecological restoration camps are restoring degraded land around the planet, and we need one on the Lower East Side. It will protect the Lower East Side.
There was that type of restoration went on in a couple of urban parks on the Lower East Side, and it's we had a guest on Ecologic quite a while ago now talking about what he did to restore one of the Lower East Side parks. But it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you already have a park, and all of a sudden you don't. And I remember when one of our shows over at East River Park, and we had a politician on. I said, "There's no rule of law. There isn't any. Absolutely. The court says don't do it. They do it anyway, and nothing happens to the people who violate the court order. There's no rule of law." And the politician was like, well, in my job, I have to say that there is rule of law. And I said, oh, no, you have to say that, but I don't. I can say what happened to East River Park. And I mean, she didn't say I was wrong. She just said that, no, there is a rule of law.
And for some people.
Like, for some people. Right, Sally?
Well, there is documentation on Twitter. If people want to go back and look at what was happening, there are a ton of photos and tweets, but, you know, it's firsthand documentation of that failure of the rule of law in December of 21.
Right.
I believe it's hashtag 1,000 trees, 1,000 people. Hashtag. Yep. And then hashtag, or no, maybe it's at. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's hashtag East River
Park.
Anyway,
we do have another caller.
Yep, I'll stop. Yep, thank you so much.
But thank you for your call.
Thank you. Yes.
It's great that there are people listening and calling in at almost 7 a.m.
Sharing their news.
Yeah. The number is 212-209-2877, and you are on the air.
Happy New Year. Thank you. You have new listeners every minute of the day. So don't for a minute think, okay, that everything is, you know, dependent on us old folks. It ain't like that, okay? But you got to give children time. You know how that is, okay?
Yep.
You know, keep feeding them, darling, okay? And la gente obrera no tiene frontera. Labor has no frontiers, okay? You're the same people that make it, that make them rich.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation of the brick is sand. Godspeed, y'all.
I'm not sure about what the point is, other than talking about the people who make this stuff. And I think that when people have an object that they have bought, they think of their connection with that purchase as the store and not the manufacturer. And I think that happens for everything, including food. You know, a tomato doesn't come from a tomato plant being grown somewhere. It comes from the store, or it comes from a can. And I think we have been turned into a society that is separated from the source of everything in our life.
Yeah, it's interesting thinking about grocery stores. And you know, the other day I was looking at, you know, there are blueberries in December at, you know, a reasonable price. It's like, why? They don't grow, you know, how far have they traveled? And why do we think that they should be here year-round? We used to eat seasonally, right? And
yeah, we used to know what seasonal was.
Exactly. It's time to wrap it up.
Oh! So,
thanks for joining us this morning. We're glad to have you with us for Ecologic at 6 a.m., live or on the archives. For more information, go to our website, ecoradio.org.
Wow, the time does go by.
Yeah.
We'd love to stay in touch with those of you online. Please go to www.ecoradio.org. and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page. Enter eco-logic.
We want to tell our New Jersey listeners about a Department of Environmental Protection hearing on new inland flood protection rules. If you were hit by Sandy or Ian, you know, or Ida, you know how important this is. The online hearing is happening on Wednesday, January 11th at 1 p.m. To sign up, search for NJDEP Inland Flood Virtual Hearing. That's NJDEP, Inland Flood Virtual Hearing, and you'll find a link. Written comments are accepted through February 3rd. Also, our website has information on a variety of environmental topics, so go to www.ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org. Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you environmental news, information, and entertainment. Ecologic at 6 a.m. includes more music and listener calls. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
To support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose from our many premiums. Most can be found both on ecologic.wbai.org or on give2wbai.org. To become a member or contribute monthly as an Ecologic BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950. We'd love to see those Ecologic BAI buddy pledges. Most of the WBAI staff, including us, are volunteers. Pledging now, during this show, really helps Ecologic especially. And our thanks to our engineer today, Sean Rhodes. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Sally Gellert. Join us again next week for Ecologic at 6 a.m. on Saturday, January 14th.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
So solar power, inexpensive energy. So
David Rothenberg. I joined up with WBAI not long after Marconi discovered the wireless. If you tune in on any Saturday, that's the name of my program, you'll hear some good music, commentary covering politics, theater, movies, books, and a word or two about the criminal justice system. Actually, it's whatever's on my mind. And there's usually a guest or two to liven things up. Good start for the weekend, so I've been told. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. Oh, and I often have tickets for Broadway and off-Broadway shows. You can get to see a play and support listener-sponsored BAI at the same time. I'm looking forward to your stopping by. I can hear you listening already.
Oh, baby, let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's all begin.
This is Bob Law with what I think is an important announcement going into the new year. Starting with the first Saturday, January 7th, I will be on the air for an additional hour, now from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A little more time, a lot more ideas and information. So join me on Saturday morning from now on for 2 hours, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here at 99.5 FM WBAI New York.
This dude is bad.
He's sexy. Okay, maybe not. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
He's Tony Ryan on WBAI New York 99.5 FM. He's got both.
Break him with the sound of the trumpet.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
He's got classic soul. He's okay. I can't think of anything else.
I'm Tony Ryan. Tune in Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Soul Central Station with Tony Ryan.
99.5 WBAI.
Extinction Diaries. Plankton is a foundation of the entire planet's food chain. They are plant-like cells that produce a large portion of the world's oxygen and serve as food for krill, which are consumed by many species like whales, dolphins, seals, squid, penguins, fish, and even humans. Plankton have died off over 40% since 1950, and now ocean warming and acidification are accelerating that. Scientists have recently discovered that plankton are undergoing rapid and dramatic changes as they evolve to survive. They are also moving closer to the poles, where water is colder and more nutrient-rich. Some have moved thousands of miles from their historical habitats. Relocation and the decline in population are forcing species like whales and dolphins to search the world's oceans for food as they become increasingly emaciated from starvation. Scientists agree that plankton are